Now to close up, destruction of a banana plant in the Tully property infected with Panama tropical race 4 disease in Queensland has started. The 340-acre property will be fenced off and secured in an effort to ensure the disease isn't spread. I spoke with Australian Banana Growers Council CEO Jim Peakin and started by asking him about the process.
We started destruction of the farm that we bought in order to limit the inoculum build-up and basically the spread of this insidious disease, Panama TR4 on bananas.
What is that process involved and how long will it take you to secure that property?
Well, settlement was last Monday and we've progressed to a plan and now we're implementing the plan to destroy all the bananas on that 340-acre farm, which in banana speak is the top 10 banana farms in the country. So we're injecting it with on the ground with ground crews, with Roundup, and also we're at the same time injecting for little banana beetles so that they don't run off and spread the disease as well.
How important is it that this disease isn't spread to surrounding properties? And what are the chances of it as well? Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, no, incredibly important. It's the worst disease of bananas in the world. It's only been found on one farm in North Queensland, which is where 95% of Australia's bananas are produced. So clearly we are very keen on containing it to that farm. In fact, is why we bought the farm. It cost us $4.5 million to buy it in order to destroy the bananas so that to stop the spread of this disease.
How long will the disease remain on that property?
Well, once it's on in the soil, it's actually not possible to eradicate the pathogen. But what we can do and what we are doing is trying to contain that spread of it. So by removing the host material, which is banana plants, the plan is that the inoculum, the pathogens won't build up. So we won't be going back in there to do any agriculture or any activity whatsoever. Once we've destroyed those bananas, we'll be securing that farm.
So what will you use that farm for? Will it just be sitting there?
It'll be an investment because we'll be used for nothing. We'll be fencing it off. We're putting up video cameras. We've got people employed to inspect for anybody trying to get over the fence or whatever, and we're keeping pigs and other animals out.
Since the outbreak of the disease, Jim, can you tell us what sort of impact has that had on Australia's banana production?
Well, no impact on the production because one farm out of a number hasn't actually reduced the production levels at all. But what it has done is, from a farmer's perspective, farmers have put in place their expensive washdown facilities in order to protect their own farms from getting this disease. So the theory was, if people, and still is, if farmers protect their own farms, then they protect the whole industry from the spread of this disease.
So what's your message to, and the communication channels to those that have properties around this one in Tully?
Well, this is not a silver-bullet solution. This is part of a strategy to contain the disease, this buying of this farm and the destruction of the bananas on it. I mean, growers already know that they still should protect themselves by putting in place and implementing their own on-farm biosecurity, being careful with planting material, and sort of looking for and reporting suspect plants.
Australian Banana Growers CEO Jim Peakin speaking there, following the destruction of banana plants at the Tully property that's been infected with Panama tropical race 4 disease, and that farm, a 340-acre property, which has now been closed, fenced up, and as we heard there, security cameras will be monitoring that property. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today, Wednesday the 2nd of November. Don't forget, if you've got a story, please send me through an email. The address there is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com, and if you missed the start of that interview with Jim, it will be on our Twitter account @NatRuralNews shortly. That's the state of the country. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.